From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week, we're going to catch up with one of the regulars. You hear him on here all the time. It's our buddy Kyle Seifert. This guy loves to fish, all kinds of fishing. We come back, we're going to see what Kyle's up to. I'll be right back.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
Kyle, I said, you like fishing, all kinds of fishing. So now you're sending me pictures of some pretty big catfish. Tell the folks what you're up to.
Well, we started the noodling season here the last couple weeks. Started putting our boxes in and, decided to we were moving a few yesterday, and we decided to play around and check a few. And, we were in for a surprise. We caught our biggest fish that we've caught thus far, and it maxed out a 60-pound scale. And we had a few 65-pounders last year. Now it was quite a bit bigger than that. I'm going to say it was around the 70-pound mark on a flathead.
Is it a little early? It's off. I know the water's 80 degrees, so I'm guessing obviously it isn't early, huh?
It's getting there. Normally July 4th seems to be our hot time, so they're just getting started. There's a lot of empty boxes out there, and a lot of boxes that haven't been checked by a fish. You know, that they'll fan them boxes out. So, there's a lot of boxes out there that still haven't had a fish in them yet, but. We're getting there. Water temperature's starting to come up. Some of the coves are really warm, so those are doing pretty good, but we'll get there here shortly.
I'll tell you what, that is, it takes a young, strong guy to do that, because that is hard work, isn't it? You start wrestling with one of those 50, 60, 70-pound catfish, you got your hands full.
Yeah, we try to keep them in shallower water, so you're not in deep water where you can get yourself in trouble as far as breath goes. But, they're a handful, and they can be mean. They can tear you up. We use gloves, and a lot of times it takes two of us to get one out of a box. So
it didn't take long. Of course, now I'm dating myself, so I go back 40, 50 years. But down the river, so that used to be done down the river in logs, actual logs. And it didn't take you long to figure out that you do not want to be sticking your bare hand in one of those logs. And back then we had to dive, because they weren't set shallow. They were on the riverbank. So, you do not. I see you guys wear those gloves. I mean, you need to wear a heavy glove, don't you?
Yeah, we use mechanics gloves that are usually triple layered, leather or some kind of padded for your knuckles, because the fish, they do get rough with you, and banging you around in them boxes is no fun either, so you try to take care of yourself.
So I know folks are saying, what do you do? Well, so tell them how we do it, actually. Tell them how you guys do that. So you stick that hand in that box, right?
Yeah, so we make a 2x4 box, a 2-foot by 4-foot box, with usually 12 inches tall, with a plywood top, and we cut a hand hole in the one side because the 4 foot deep, you can't reach all the way to the back. So we cut a 6-inch hole saw in one side, and we cut about a 10x12 square hole in the opposite side, and then fish go in the big hole.
Gonna climb a mountain, the highest mountain. wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois. Is mowing and cutting taking up too much of your fishing time? Go to Rams Hours Farm Supply for the lawn and garden machines to get the jobs done fast, easy, even fun. From everything from push mowers to lawn and garden tractors, even zero-turn mowers, Rams Hours has the very best. Husqvarna, Ferris, Snapper, and Simplicity. Get your best deal on the brand of your choice, and Rams Hours backs up their chainsaws, trimmers, tillers, and mowers with great service after the sale. Rams Hours, Route 161, just a little west of Centralia. Phone 533-4457.